You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For right now, it's this feature that we call long time, first time, for people who have listened for a while but never once called into the show. And why do we do this? I guess it's mostly to show people who have never called how easy it is to kind of break the ice.
Yeah.
Become kind of friends with you.
We're so accessible.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, because you might have thought about calling in the past, but you're like, oh, I don't know if I should. Now you'll be like, oh, I'm an old veteran now. I know the boys. I'm intimate with my boys.
We go way back.
First person to get through today is Bailey. Good morning, Bailey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, boys.
Hi, Bailey.
I already enjoy this segment. I already enjoy the call because Bailey sounds like a ray of sunshine, and that's what I want on a Friday.
I'm a morning person. People hate me for it.
Yeah, hey, you're our people then.
Let me tell you something, though.
It's true.
By nature, I am most certainly not. I am a total night owl by nature. And so to do a morning show for like almost 30 years has been, I guess it's been tough on my body. Because my body's like, what the hell are you doing? But for you, it's natural, huh?
Yeah, I was the kid who popped up out of bed, and all my sisters and my brother were still, like, sleeping. My mom's, like, yelling at them, and I'm just like, happy ray, sunshine, done with breakfast, brush my teeth,
that's
all
hilarious.
Dressed.
That's how I am. Funny. Like, my alarm is set for 3:45, and I will wake up at 3:40, boop, and hop out of bed. I shut off my alarm before it even goes off. I always said I'd be a good firefighter. Because if there was a call, I'd be like, I'd be the first one in the truck hitting the road.
<That's hilarious.
laughs> Let's do it.
What do you do, Bailey?
I work at Tough Shed. I work in their corporate office, just doing pretty much customer service.
Right on.
Like it. Yeah.
I love those commercials where they drive like motorcycles on top of the sheds and stuff.
They are pretty fun.
Who does that?
They used to drive trucks over the top of them,
I think they
too,
even put a truck like up on one or something. Mm. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Land the space shuttle on one of them.
Oh,
or
yeah.
They've done some pretty crazy stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, those are strong sheds.
How long have you been listening to this show, Bailey?
So I have been listening since you were Dom and Jane in the morning. And I was probably, first time I remember, I was about 6. My mom listens to you. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee you she's listening right now.
Do a shout out to your mom.
Way to work as well.
Tell your mom hello.
Hi, Mommy. Hello, Lenora.
What's her name?
Lenora.
Lenora. Hi, Lenora.
But yes, the Mind Bender was my favorite thing to listen to in the mornings and still is on my way to work.
Bailey, get this. You know, when my mom would drive me to middle school, I would listen to Dom.
Oh, boy. I hate you both right now.
How weird is that?
How can I love you and hate you? Somehow I love you both and hate you both at the same time.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
That's okay. It can be a love-hate relationship. I'm fine with that.
So since you were 6, and I got to ask now, how old are you now?
26.
Okay. It's been a minute.
2 decades with Bailey. And yet you never called till now. I just want you to know it makes our day that you called. So thank you for listening for 20 years, Bailey.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, boys, for doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Bailey.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Bye.
Bye. Now Bailey can call all the time.
See how easy that is?
I'm going to look for her call. Here comes Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. How long you been hanging out with this show, Melissa?
So kind of the same story. It was a tradition for me and my dad to listen to the Mind Bender before I had to get kicked out of the car to go to school in elementary school. So it's been many years. I'm now 30 years old, so it's been a while.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know what's interesting is when I put out Mind Bender books, and I would do book signings, and Jeremy illustrated a couple of the Mind Bender books. And we would do book signings for them, and people would come up, and they would say, I've been listening to the Mind Bender since I was, like, 7. And then they would turn and introduce me to their 7-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And you're like, holy
Dom's
crap.
Prostate grew 3 times that day.
It's like the Grinch.
It's like the Grinch.
Heart.
It grew 3 sizes that day.
All right. That's enough of that.
Melissa, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic designer.
Ooh.
I do freelance graphic design.
That's cool.
You know, we were talking the other day, Melissa, about how, because I'm on record as not being a big fan of kids going off to college, but there was this story that said if they do, regardless of what they major in or what they're going to study or whatever, there are like half a dozen classes that they said every kid should take. And one of those was graphic design.
Yep.
And I couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah, definitely. So, I know even for my graphic design degree, I had to take a bunch of stuff that wasn't related. So, yeah, I could get on board with that.
I think it's a good tool to have just to be able to, you know, mess around with either Photoshop or Canva or something like
that. Just to make resumes look awesome, you know, just little things like that.
What are you graphically designing during the day?
I do branding for companies, so logos, branding guides, things like that. It sounds boring, but...
Hey, we need a new logo.
We are ready for a Dom and Jeremy logo. You want to put one together for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I wonder if we should get Josh to get her number.
Yeah, don't hang up when we're done.
We did a thing several years ago where we had listeners design a Dom and Jeremy logo.
Oh,
and
we did
used
we
it
ever.
For a few years.
We did. It was like a few weeks, I think. We had some really unique ones come in, like hand-drawn in pencil and crayon. And
Which one of them I was really gung-ho for us to use because it was so atrocious.
It was so bad.
Management wouldn't let us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could pay you, but we'll figure out a way to pay you. I know that. Listen, hold on. I'm going to have Josh come back and get your full name and your phone number. And thank you for listening for so long, Melissa. We love you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, those logos. My goodness.
Yeah, really bad.
Hey, Cassidy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you called. How long you been hanging out with us?
Well, I've only been in Colorado for about a year and a half, so about that long.
It's all right. You're a newbie.
Enough.
Thank
we
you for having us
that.
On.
Yeah. Where'd you come here from?
From Texas.
Yeehaw.
Oh, well, now I've got to ask where in Texas, because I got family down there. Where are you from?
The Austin area.
Okay. All right. Boy, that's changed a lot in the last 20 years.
One of the smaller cities, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a great place to go for people who love road construction and traffic. Am I right, Cassidy?
Awesome.
Absolutely.
What's going on in your world, Cassidy?
Well, yesterday, my boyfriend's truck was actually stolen.
What?
Right out of our driveway.
Really?
Out of the driveway?
Yep. How does that happen? Did you leave it unlocked?
We were at work, and the window's broken.
Oh, no. That sucks.
What kind of pick 'em up truck is it?
It's a old 97 Chevy Silverado.
Hmm. What color is it?
Maroon and tan.
I saw it. No, I didn't.
All right. Everyone be on the lookout for a maroon and tan 24-year-old Chevy Silverado pickup truck. It belongs to Cassidy's boyfriend.
Oh.
Drag.
Yeah, we've contacted the police, and hopefully they can find it.
Yeah.
You know, this thing about stealing vehicles out of the driveway. When I lived in Littleton, my neighbor across the street had a car stolen out of her garage, and the garage was even closed. So
did they do the coat hanger trick?
I don't know what they did. They got into the garage, and she was home. And opened the garage. They undid the electric opener and just, you know, did the manual so it didn't make as much noise.
Yeah.
And then they pushed the car out, they think.
Out it went. Oh, my God.
Hot-wired it or whatever and drove away. While she's home, Cassidy. I mean,
what was she doing? Really into some sort of Netflix show or something, huh?
Probably.
Man, well,
Cassidy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a property manager.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
And that's why it's even more baffling because I work where I live.
Oh, man. That's such a drag. Well, listen, good luck with that. And thank you for choosing our show when you moved here from Austin. We appreciate you listening, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a great day. Do we have time for one more? We got to make it quick. Try to sneak in one more on long time, first time. It's is it Ilsa? Am I pronouncing it right? Ilsa?
Yes, my name is Ilsa.
Hi, Ilsa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So glad you called. What's your story? What can you tell us about yourself?
I'm in Colorado for a year and 6 months, and we immigrated from South Africa. So, yeah, now we're in Colorado, and we're loving it.
Well, that's
cool. And I've
been
listening to your show since we came here.
Why are you fantastic. Here? What are you doing?
Yeah, what brought you here?
My husband is a truck driver, so he got offered a job this side, and that's why we're here. And we've been working since the corona COVID. Hit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on staying then, or are you going to be heading back?
Yes.
You're going to stay?
Yes, planning on becoming citizens.
Ah, good.
That's
good for
so
you.
Good. What do you like most about Colorado?
The weather.
The weather?
Remember, we don't have snow in South Africa, just now and then, but we came in while it was snowing. And the people, we met some awesome people. I started off as a caregiver at a company, and they become my friends because we don't have any friends and family at in Colorado or at the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know what? It's hard.
It's challenging moving to a new place and trying to make friends, and especially when right as you move, a flipping pandemic hits. And so I feel for you, Ilse.
It's a little harder to go out.
Yeah. Everybody's always asking us, did you move with all your stuff? No, we just moved with a suitcase.
That's it, huh?
I love that. That's quite an adventure.
That sounds wonderful just to leave everything behind and move on, honestly.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like a dream, doesn't it?
It sounds cleansing.
Oh, man.
It's not a dream.
It's a nightmare.
Like, never mind.
You have to go in it with an open mind. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
Oh, man. You're delightful. Thank you for finally calling us, and we hope we hear from you again, okay?
Thank you, boys. Have
Bye.
A great day.
You as well.
Oh, nice.
I love long time, first time.
Wonderful, wonderful people there.
We were 4 for 4 today.
Well done.